What's going on? My name is Will, and I have the honor and the privilege as serving as one of the leaders here at Transformation Church. I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in from wherever you are watching from. And if you haven't already, be sure to like and subscribe. We believe that God has such an incredible word for you today. So let's jump into this amazing message.
And so today, week five of a series we're calling, somebody say, Fresh Fruit. And today I've heard God to take a pivot from something we've done for 9 years straight and to do it differently. Usually at this time of year, we're doing a finance series, a series on generosity and stewardship. And I was like, God, do you want me to change the play? Because you told me to speak this series called Fresh Fruit. He said, no. He said, the people have matured. He said, they don't need 6 weeks. They need two. And I said, hold on, God, but you know, some of them is remedial and some of them be forgetting, Lord, that you really do own everything and I need to do 5 weeks. He said, this is a test of their maturity. He said, children that you have to tell over and over and over again the same thing have come to a place where they don't respect the voice. He said, but there are some maturing believers, some ones that want to be fruitful. He said that they don't need a revelation, they need a reminder. And so today and next week, I'm going to give you a reminder of the power of generosity and stewardship in a kingdom life. And I am not actually going to preach at you. I'm just going to remind you of what God's already proven to you. Some of you on a big scale, some of you on a small scale. But the only person that gets to determine the scale is you. And so for the next 2 weeks, I need everybody who has some type of issue with people talking about money in church, I need you to unclench your booty cheeks. Because I know some of y'all just got tight. There will be no offerings, no second offerings, no $100 lines. We actually gonna give stuff away. We are a generous church. We give just to give and not to get. And so I wanna let you know that this is not about getting anything from you. We don't have a building campaign. We're not trying to repaint the parking lot. And ain't nothing wrong with all of any of that. I'm just saying today, relax. Because I want you to get the principle. Because if you get the principle, you will become a person that lives in so much overflow that you will then begin to pray to God of how to manage. See, some of y'all have not walked into the revelation of management because you ain't got enough to manage. But God's saying, I need you to manage the little that you have so that I can allow you to manage, somebody say, more fruit. Okay, John 10:10. The thief, the enemy, comes to steal, kill, and what? Y'all know that scripture. The crazy thing is we know more what the enemy wants to do than what Jesus wants to do. The focus is off. The enemy, he wants to come and steal, kill, destroy. Okay, but we know he's defeated. The Bible says he's under our feet. We don't have to worry about him. But what does our Savior want to do? He said, I have come that you may have life and life to the full. Write that word down on your paper, full. Ooh, I like F-U-L-L. I like all things full. I mean, come on. Like, I don't know about you, but when I first got my bachelor pad before I was married, There was a few feelings that, you know, when you don't really have a lot, that really make you excited. It's like the feeling after you go grocery shopping and buy everything you want. And I mean, you place all your Gatorades how you want them and you place all your fruit snacks and you put your stuff in there and you got a little stuff. And it's not when you finish, it's when you go away and you come back to that refrigerator. I'm rich. Like, ain't nothing like a full refrigerator. It make a bad day good. It's like, they hate me, but at least I got food. Like, it's like, have you ever gone shopping and you found everything in your size? Y'all know what I'm talking about? There's sometimes you go and it's like, ooh, that's cute, and they don't never got your size. But there's something about going shopping, and you was like, I didn't think I was gonna find nothing, and your bags are full. And you know everything in there is drippy. It's just like, whoa, yeah, I'm about to kill her. Have you ever, I just want you to think about having, have you ever gotten an unexpected check? And you used to see in your account close to that zero line or whatever line is yours. Some of y'all got the $100 line, the $1,000 line, but it's all zero in our mind. Because when it gets close to that amount, it's like, I'm broke. Have nothing, I have nothing. Everybody stop eating, stop eating, stop eating. Like, we're on a fast, mandatory fast right now as a family. But you ever had an unexpected check or an unexpected something and you didn't know if it was gonna cash? It wasn't even real to you until it actually changed the numbers in the account. And you hit that little bank app. And the bank account was full. Have you ever woke up in the morning and you breathe deep in and you breathe out and you felt that your life was full? If you've never felt that last one, it's better than all of the other ones combined, because it's the reason Jesus came. He came that you might have life, and life to the what? Busting at the seams. More than what you can handle. More than what you even know you need. Somebody just shout at me by faith, full. I'm believing that this is a new paradigm, a new thinking process in our lives, that we are going to come into an area of fullness. But right next to that word full, I want you to write this: fruit full. Ooh. What would it look like if your life was fruit full? Everywhere I went, I was full of fruit. And what would happen if I told you by the end of this year, the end of next year, the end of the year after that, that the measure of your life would not be how many followers you had, would not be how many accounts you closed, would not be how many people you know or how many people know you? What would happen if your life was, everybody say, fruitful? We need to pray right now. Father, we don't know what's going on, but in the name of Jesus, I pray healing and strength to this young man or this young woman, whoever it is. Father God, I thank you that you are a healer. And I thank you, Father, that in this church, there will be a place where people will be able to be safe, healed, delivered, and set free. Thank you for wisdom for the nurses and the doctors. And I thank you, Father God, for making everything okay in the name of Jesus. We declare all healing, disease, and sickness have to go in the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, listen, the enemy can try, but he ain't getting it here in the name of Jesus. Amen. How dumb of you to do that in a church. I'll quit this whole sermon and we'll turn this thing out. Oh, I love God. Somebody shout at me, fool. Okay, all right, all right, all right. Fruit, fool. When I begin to write this down on my paper like 100 times, I just kept writing fruitful. And then I wrote my marriage. And then I wrote fruitful. And then I wrote down parenting. And then I wrote fruitful. And then I wrote down Transformation Church. I want you to practice this right now. Write fruitful. But then I want you to put at least three things that you desire for your life to be fruitful in. And then I started getting real deep because my paper just started, it wasn't enough paper. I started writing fruitful, and then I was like, in kindness. Yes. I've never written down kindness as something I wanted to be full of. Because the idea in culture is like, Like, I mean, I'll be kind until you push me past my limit. Come on, y'all know. And once I pass my limit, I ain't responsible for it. Yes, you are. You're going to jail. But what if we could be full of kindness? Full of forgiveness. Some of you have been so entitled to the debt that somebody made that you won't even let it go because you feel safer with the unforgiveness. And what if you are full of forgiveness? Well, when I started writing down all of these fools, God said to me, he said, Michael, to be fruitful, you have to recognize, watch this revelation, that you are seedful. I said, what? He said, Michael, look at any fruit I've ever made. Inside of the fruit is the seed. Okay, I'm about to preach this thing. He said, I never meant for the fruit to be it. I always meant for the fruit to be a catalyst to more fruit. So if you want to be fruitful, you have to be seedful. And the beautiful thing about our God is he's put so many seeds on the inside of all of us. How many of you know there are seeds on the inside of you that have not fully been cultivated, but there would be a lot of fruit if they actually... Hold on, let me ask that question again. How many people know that God's put a lot of seeds in you, gifts in you, things in you that have not been fully... Okay, I'm in the right room. So when I started to go through my mind, if the goal is fruitful and God has made all of us seedful, why are so many of us pitiful? Have you ever asked, like, you go to church, you be singing the songs over and over, and you be, but your life is pitiful. And he said, Michael, because they missed the last point. Being fruitful means you have to be seedful. But being seedful means you have to sow. Because a seed outside of soil is sus. Some of y'all don't know what that is. I'll use the full word, it's suspect. But the Urban Dictionary would tell me that seed without soil is sus. Why is this seed not in something that can produce its greatest potential? And may I submit to you that many of us are full of seed, but we have not discovered the revelation of sowing. So you're wanting to be fruitful and you are full of seed, but your heart is still grasped by fear and greed, so you won't sow it. And when I got this revelation, y'all, it freed my entire life. Because I learned the formula of the kingdom. If I sow the seeds God's given me, I get more fruit. But if I also take that fruit and sow the seeds that come from that fruit, I get more seeds to sow more. It's never supposed to stop. Somebody say that. It's never supposed to stop. Think about this concept. We're still eating the same apple that was in the garden. You missed it. If he put one apple on the earth, inside of that apple was seeds. The only way we eat an apple in 2024 is that there was an apple at creation. And one of those seeds that were in the original apple created fruit, which created seeds, which created fruit, which created seeds, which created fruit, which created seeds, which created fruit, which created seeds. But those seeds outside of soil is suspect. And my question to everybody in Transformation Church is, why is your seed not in soil? Today's message is called something very simple: fresh seed. I'm believing that God is going to give you a revelation that you're going to realize that everything that he puts in your hand is a seed, and your job is to sow it immediately. Your job is to figure out, where do I put this? Your job is to, who do I spend time with? How do I encourage somebody? Is this money? Where do I give it? God, I need to learn what to do with this fresh seed, because so much of it is coming in. It's producing so much harvest in my life. I think my full-time job is generosity. Oh, I'm talking to the wrong group of people today. I used to have a poverty mindset. I used to hide Oreos. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You come to the last row, there's only four left. And all you want is two right now. But you want the other two later. So you take it and you put it somewhere. That is a poverty mindset. Why are you saying that, Pastor Mike? It's very trivial, but the truth of the matter is there's something in you that wants to not do what's necessary to get more. And I used to live like this. Not just in finances, not just in generosity. I used to live like this with my talent. With my giftings. And then God began to challenge my heart, because giving is all about the heart. Generosity is all about the heart. And when God began to show me this revelation that he wanted me to live fruitful, and he made me seedful, so I have to be so full. What do you mean so full? S-O-W, full. I have to be full of sowing. Somebody say, I'm going to sow. And some of y'all are so stingy that the word fumbled out of your mouth when you just said that, because the truth of the matter is you feel like you're your protector. And you feel like you're your provider. And you feel like you are your Lord. And so what you have to do is set up a system that I have enough resource, enough overflow, enough, so just in case God doesn't come through, I can protect myself. Oh, come on, y'all. I just exposed somebody. Somebody's standing there like, oh. And that is not faith. And this whole thing works by faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I love the word of God. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. That is a juicy scripture right there. Keep it on the screen. I'm gonna read it one more time. It says, now may he, that's God, who supplies seed to the sower. That means the determination to sow, God already knows before he gives you the seed. We're talking about the God who knows you. The God who knows your innermost thoughts, who can count the number of hairs on your head. The God who knits you together in your mother's womb. He says, I know if you're going to sow before I give you seed. And some of y'all, you're not seeing what you desire, not because God can't supply it. Because he knows you wouldn't sow it. Oh my God. Are y'all reading the same scripture I'm reading? He who supplies seed to the person he knows will sow. And he gives bread for food. Watch this. Supplies and multiplies. Watch this. The seed you have sown. Uh-oh. Reverse equation. If I sow it, that's what he multiplies off of. Supply and multiply the seed you have sown. No, Lord, if you give me the seed, I'll sow it. He said, uh-uh. How much did you sow? That's what I'm gonna multiply. No. Well, when I make it big, when I get this job, with the $4 you have right now, I only can multiply off of what you have already sown. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? So 4 times 10 is what? Somebody was like, Carrie. I said 4 times 10 is? The only way that that number changes is if what I start with changes. So 7 times 10 is? 10 times 10 is? 20 times 10 is, somebody's like 69, 14, let's stop. Okay, hear me. Somebody, I ain't done that type of math in a long time, Pastor. Okay, hear me. It's what you start with that multiplies. That's enough for us to go home, because now you can figure out why the math hasn't been mathing for you. Father, why don't I have enough? Because you don't give nothing away. And I only can multiply what you've given me. So watch this. Math to math class. 0 times a million is what?
0.
So if you have not sown anything, if you don't have a heart posture of generosity, if you're not looking for something to give on behalf of your Savior, He has nothing to multiply. Oh my goodness. When I figured this revelation out, it changed the way I viewed, watch this, seed. Okay, can you give me that seed? Where is it? It's over here. Seed. When I go to the store, I go to the store with seed. And I'm looking. Yes. Hey, what's your name, Jen? Seeds of encouragement.
Right.
Wow, you have such a beautiful smile. How long have you been working here? They should give you a raise. Oh, y'all thought I was just talking about money. I walk around with seeds. Person in front of me, for some reason my card is not working. My son, and you sitting there like, y'all should hurry up. If you ain't got the money, get behind me. If you knew you came here without no money, you greedy, selfish. You sitting there just praising God in the car like, I got that money. And they need $18. And some of y'all, when I said 18, you was like, if it was like 6 or 7, I would be okay. But when it crosses into the double digits, I know I got some of y'all. Double digits, hold on now. You know what I can buy with $17? I'm always looking. Sow seed. Why, Pastor Mike? Because this is what he's multiplying. What's up, fam? Good. Oh, man, still need some money for my tuition. Can't pay it all, but I'll give you 50. Well, that didn't meet my need. This ain't about meeting your need. This is about me planting. This ain't about me meeting your need. He supplies all your need. But I got to plant this. I got to plant the seed. The seed is my responsibility. Him providing it is His. But if I don't plant it, and most of us take our seed and we put it in a bank. Mr. Banker, hold my seed. Do you have anything? Nothing. If I had it, I'd. Whew, sheesh. Caught me at a bad time. Only use cards. You have a cash? Oh, no cash app. Wow. Oh, come on. How many excuses? How many times have we not made provision to be generous? My team will tell you. One of our opportunities for growth. I'm about to say arguments, because I be going off on them. Because these are my dogs. Who got cash? Who got money? Like, we'll go into a store and I'll see a little boy trying to pick out some shoes. And he's at the wall and his mama is at the sale rack. She, them Jordans, them KDs, them, he's never, but he's just there dreaming. I see him standing right there. I walk over to his mama, what size he wear? No, he fine. He ain't got nothing. He don't need nothing. I know he doesn't need nothing. But God told me to bless him. This has nothing to do with you. Do not let anybody keep you from the blessing of being seedful. Oh my God. No, we don't need your money. I know you don't, but God needs my seed. You may not need my money, but God needs my seed. And if I'm gonna be fruitful, I have to be seedful, which means I have to sow. Because some of y'all got a problem. Let me tell you where the flip comes when you start giving to rich people. You missed it because you thought it was about what they had. But there's things I've given to people with more money than I'll ever have that bless them in ways that let them know that God saw them. You want to bless somebody? Watch this. Bless their kids. You missed it. And everybody's trying to figure out how God, well, I'm going to provide for mine. And God said, you're full of seed, but void of sowing. What I'm asking everybody to do is go get your seed. Run back to the place where you've stored your seed. And say, hold on, I need to borrow a little bit of that. Because I'm not just giving wherever I think. I'm giving wherever he says. Because I don't use seed for manipulation. See, because some of y'all will use this. You want some seed? Got seed for you. A little seed. Well, if you make space for me or promote my situation or talk nice to me, daddy. And what that is called is witchcraft. Oh, y'all missed it. That's witchcraft. And that's why we say we give just to give, not to give. I have given in places that I've never expected to see the harvest in that place. Okay. And some of y'all are okay with me doing this. This whole time I've been throwing these seeds, y'all just been like, wow, that's really a mess. But if I change the seed form, huh? That would change up real quick, huh? If I start, y'all miss it. If I start walking around planting seeds, where the kids at? Is there any kids in here? Look at her. She said, boy, get up. He was asleep. What's your name, buddy? Okay, here you go. Here's some seed for you. Hey, can you do me a favor? Can you find that little boy right there? And you keep two of them, but give one to him right there, okay? You see that right there? Yeah, give him one. Yeah. There you go. Are y'all sisters or friends? Here. Yeah, y'all, here. Here's some seed. You giving away more? He says, sure. Okay, well then, here, take all of these dollars and give them to these people right here. Just give them to them right there. Yeah, just... Yeah, you missed somebody. You skipped her. You didn't like a skirt? Come back. Here, come give her. She. You didn't have your hands out. Your hands was in your pocket. You wasn't ready to receive. Hey, look at him. He's on a mission. Here, give her the rest of it. Give her the rest of it right there. Give her the rest of it. Give her the rest of it. That might be your wife one day. Give you the rest of it. No, where are you going? Yeah, give right there. No, the rest of it. Everything that's in your hand. Give them the rest of it. No, all of it. No. All of it. Yeah, there you go. You got the concept. Okay, how old are you?
Nine.
He said nine. But see, that was just the first part of the seed. These are all 20s. Okay? Now, hold on 1 second. Now, hold on. You see, he was quick. He was ready. Now, I'm going to trust you with five of these. And I need you to go on this row and hand the seed to these people and then come back and visit me. Just real quick, real fast. I need you to do it fast. Boom, just choose them. Bow. Ooh, bow. There you go. Bow. And bow. And bow. Okay. Just stand there for a second. Don't move. See. It's different when it's not just seeds, sunflower seeds. You didn't open your head. You was ready. You was being a humble servant, huh? You didn't want nothing from the Lord. You ain't getting nothing there. Look at, the kids are standing up. Hold on. She said, hold on. I don't got a job. All right. Look, you smiling at her. Look at you. Why are you smiling at her? No. It's not like that. Here, go run up and give her three of those real fast. Hurry, run. I need you to quick. And on your way back down, give it to her. Yeah, give it to her. And then on your way back, hold on, you're supposed to give her all three. You not listening. Three, no, to the same girl. No, stop. To the same girl. Y'all see how y'all don't be listening? He represents y'all. You said, I need some money too. What? I like your boldness. What's your name?
Dominique Boche.
He said Dominique Boche. He told me his whole name. Here, you take that, but just give one of them to some. Give one to your mama, and then you keep one, okay? Yeah, where my mama? He said, let me find my mama. Because I'm in the blessing business. He felt bold enough to just come up and ask. You've been faithful, man. You get it wrong sometimes. Look at him, he's like, yes, I do. But every time I've told you to go do something, you've done it. You've tried to do it. You did it with the right heart. How much money do you have right now? Do you have any cash that I gave you? Okay, well, I'm gonna give you some seed. Here you go. How you feel about that? Good. I like your heart. Give her the seeds, that those seeds right there. Yeah. And then I want you to take all of the rest of this. It's like $300, okay? Now, I want you to take all, you're nine?
Yes.
If I was nine with $300, I would be rich. Okay? But this is what I want you to do. There was a little girl that was up there. Okay, where's she at? Come here, stand up, baby. Can you walk to the aisle real quick? Bring her to the aisle, and I want you to meet her, and I want you to give her all that money. Go ahead. Give her all of it. You're welcome. And do you know that this whole time, the seeds I gave you, the $1 bills I gave you, the 20s I gave you, it was all a test. Because the whole time, I had hundreds for you. Put your hand out. Put your hand out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You nine, right? Nine. And I want you to live in the overflow. Here you go, there's 1,000. What would happen? What would happen if God's people would just sow? Now, do y'all know that tons of people just got blessed? I only touched four people. 9 years old with $1,000? That's a different level of living. Hear what I'm saying to you. It was never about the amounts. From this to $1 bills to $20 bills to $100 bills, I had more than enough to supply. But I gave seed to the... And everybody wants to receive the seed. When you receive the seed, you touch the least amount. The sower touches the most seed. Oh my God, y'all are gonna get it on Thursday. When you sow, even though it doesn't stay with you, you get to touch the most seed. The truth of the matter is, when you become a conduit, the that God can flow through. You get to touch the most seed. Some of y'all like, you making a mess. This is what my life looks like in things that God gives. It's more than anybody could pick up and clean up by themselves. I actually, to pick all of this up, I would need help. This is a kingdom principle. And he only supplies and multiplies the seed you have sown. Pastor Mike, what you should be praying is that God doesn't meet your need. Ask him to give you fresh seed. Just give me fresh seed. Because the principle works no matter what. If this goes into soil, this is why y'all can't figure out why people who are wicked have resources. Because they're actually more generous than you. But you quote John 3:16, you don't live like it. For God so loved the world that he did what? Or you could say it a different way. God sowed his son. Oh my God. Where did he put him? He sowed him in this earth. They put him under so that we could be the fruit. We all get to come to salvation because Jesus was sown for us. What if God would have had your attitude about sowing? Okay, I need you to go home and study 2 Corinthians 9:6 through 11, the whole thing, because it literally will preach. I'm gonna read the Bible in church because that's why we gather to hear about the Bible. But I want you to hear all of this. It says 2 Corinthians 9:6, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you, somebody say he's talking to me, should give what you have decided in your heart to give. Not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will be abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower, this is where our scripture was found, in the midst of all this meat where God is telling you, don't give a little. Don't be stingy with this thing. Because you're literally giving me the opportunity to bless you when you sow generously. He said, now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread to the food will also supply and increase your store of seed. Hold on. And will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. Hold on, you mean God gave me this little seed bag to see what I would do? Because right there it says, now he who supplies seed to the sower, bread to the food, supplies and increases. He will increase your store of seed. That means that this is my bag of seed, but there should be a store of seed where I go fill up all the time. So if I act right with this, I won't have to go to him every time I need to fill this back up. He can trust me enough to give me so much because my heart has turned to giving, generosity, stewardship, and being intentional. He says, yeah, pour out some more on him. Pour out enough where he can't carry it in a bag. Get him a wheelbarrow of blessing. What would happen if God blessed you with so much seed that your job during the week is to just go back and fill it up? Oh yeah, that was fun giving away that seed yesterday. But God, today I thank you wherever you send me. I thank you that will use me as a conduit of your goodness. Father, I thank you. And then God says, did you do what I said today? Yes, God. Poured out all the seed for today. He said, I'll give you more than enough. Go back and fill it up. Well, God, I just thank you so much that when I used to be so broke-minded and frustrated about other people getting blessed, now I celebrate when other people get blessed because I actually know that it is a sign that you are around me about to do something else. And I thank you, Lord, that as I give this seed today, you do what I said today? Yes, God. Poured it all out. Well, God dog it. I gotta. You know what somebody would call this? Work. It takes work to live a generous life. Mo, we can tell him. It takes work to be generous to people. You want to buy somebody something and then you got to try to get it in their name and then you try to do all this stuff. It can get frustrating. And God says, what kind of work do you want to do? Because I can make you so blessed in your life that when it comes to love, when it comes to generosity, when it comes to peace, when it comes to sowing your talent, all I want you to do is fill up from the supply that I increased you with, and I want you to be willing to be generous enough to give it away when I say to. Not for your selfish gain, not to impress anybody. I just want you to be one of those people that I can use as one of my ambassadors on the earth. When I hear people praying, I send them next to you. And I'm telling you, bless that woman. You're like, God, she looked blessed. You don't know what she just cried in the car. And you don't know that she just said, God, if you're still with me when I walk in here, have somebody do something that's unexpected. And she's sitting there with her Gucci, Lulu, and Louis bag. Y'all saw Lulu and Louis. I'm talking about Lululemon and Louis Vuitton. And you like, these is Amazon leggings. I'm not giving her nothing. And your attitude has judged an outfit to determine if you're going to sow the seed. He said he increases your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be, oh my gosh, you will be increased and enriched in every way. When you get the heart of generosity, when you get the concept of having fresh seed, he said you will be enriched and enlarged in such a way that, watch this promise, you can be generous on every occasion. Yes, sir. The only reason you're not generous every time that you can be is because you think you're gonna run out. But what if God could see his heart in you so much that you could have enough increase to give on every This is prosperity gospel. No, it's not. This is principles of the kingdom. I did not write this. It says you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity, watch this, watch when I give, will result in thanksgiving to God. Come on, let's thank God in this place. And you go, hallelujah, hallelujah, great. But he said, you thank me when you give too. What am I saying? Okay, sum it up. The fruit is the result that God wants for all of our life. The seed is ready for us. Do y'all, oh my gosh, this seed is ready to produce right now. It is full with expectation. This seed right here has so much potential. This seed can make all of this. This seed is ready, but it's looking for somebody who's responsible enough to put it in the right soil. And what are most of y'all doing? You're eating your seed. Ah. Now I destroyed the potential. Well, there's so many other seeds around me. Yeah. And there's so much you will never see because that thing I ate. And I ain't even really like it. The fruit is the result. The seed is ready. Somebody say the seed is ready.
The seed is ready.
The sowing is your responsibility. That's all I wanted you to know. Is God is about to give you fresh seed. And I just want Transformation Church to have faith like a farmer. I want you to wake up every morning like, I don't got a lot. I just got one scoop. But the thing about a seed bag is you don't know how much is in here. Only the person that gave it to you. So this bag could be full, you wouldn't know. Or this bag could have two things in it, you wouldn't know. But if I came with the same attitude, hey, here you go. What, for me? Yes. God bless you. God's looking at how I sow, not what I sow. Y'all remember that story in the Bible where the woman, she gave the last two mites, she had two seeds? And all these people was coming down and they was making it rain. They was like, I'm a big baller, shotgunner. And they was coming in the temple and they were doing all this other stuff. And Jesus said, don't pay attention to none of them. He said, because they're doing it to be seen. But he called that woman over and he said, disciples, look at that. You see that woman over there? She reached inside of her bag and took the last two seeds she had. And all these other people are giving out of their abundance and their pride, and they're trying to impress people at the golf club, and they're trying to impress people at the PTA meetings, and they're trying to impress people at the boat on the dock with the Buds and the Budweisers, and you're trying to do all this stuff on the lake on the weekend and prove yourself. And God said, but you, none of that matters to me. You see that woman with two seeds? What she did is she sowed from a place of desperation. And we're gonna talk about the seed she sowed for as long as there's an earth. Okay. Somebody say, I will have faith like a farmer. Y'all know, how many people, is there any farmers in the building right now? Farmers, what's up? Y'all shout out the farmer in the building, what's up? What do you farm? Cotton. You farm? Hold on, man. Hold on. I'm just playing, guys. People farm cotton. He didn't want to say it. Y'all should have seen him. He turned red here. Cotton. I appreciate you. My shirt would not be made without you. Okay. So watch this. This man in this room, I want you to hear me, has a revelation that most of us do not have. Because most of us go and Uber, DoorDash, pick up whatever we desire. We don't have to make a deposit or sow anything to see the actual harvest. But you know about seasons. You know about having to plant something at one moment, and you don't wake up every day and be like, oh, it's gonna happen today. You already know that it takes seed, time, and then what? Harvest. The earth is just explaining the word of God. So this man does not sow seed on one day and get frustrated because it didn't show up the next day. Well, God, I sowed that one time in crazy faith and I'm still waiting right here. A farmer knows that I keep sowing seed. I go find more land to put it in. I go find an area of the country who has different weather, and I can live in one place, but I can be sowing in another. You missed it. I can be going to this church, but I can sow in another one. I can be a part of this family, but I can sow into somebody else's family. Faith like a farmer. What are you saying, Pastor Mike? Ecclesiastes 11:4 says it like this. Farmers who wait for perfect weather never plant. And some of y'all been waiting for the weather to be perfect. oh Lord, like, yeah, once I get my debt down to here, and once I pay this Mazda off, and then Lord, once I get out of this broke apartment, because you know I can't do roaches, and I seen a roach last week, and I have to get out of here, and I'm gonna lose my deposit because I did paint the walls, but I like, and you going through all of the. Look what happens. He said, farmers who wait for the perfect weather never plant. If they watch every cloud, they never harvest. Now, the stock market's about to turn. Now, Bitcoin, I'm telling y'all, it's going to be the thing. No, I got my blockchain together. I got my blockchain. Oh, no, I'm investing in squids right now. Oh, y'all ain't hear about the squids? The squids, boy, if I go over to Asia and buy 17 squids, I can bring them to Alabama. I can sell them for $1,000 a pop. Everybody's going to be, he said, if you keep waiting for this perfect moment, he said, you don't have a heart for this.
That's right.
You're waiting for your situation to give you permission to sow. But what a farmer knows is, I'm a plant anyway. I got a lot of money, I'm a plant anyway. I got a lot of time, I'm a plant anyway. I got no time, I'm gonna still sow something. Watch this. Sowing all the time is the right time. Let me tell you the perfect time to sow. All the time. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? I'm trying to break the back of poverty and low thinking off of your life. What if you made a decision that every day this year I'm gonna give away a dollar? I'm not talking about hundreds. $1. Pick your amount, but I want you to prepare to sow it every day. What if you could wake up knowing I'm gonna make some little kid's day? What if you could wake up knowing I'm gonna be a conduit? What if I took this dollar and actually put an invite card to church? What if I sold this dollar for a kid to get some candy whose parents wasn't having a good day with him and they didn't have the money and they stretched that? Like, what if I? And then I said, hey, you should come to my, like, what if? You decided, what if you gave good tips? Oh, they ain't even served me good. You don't serve God good. I'm sorry. But the truth of the matter is, you're judging people on a scale that you're not even on. What if you decided anything I spend, God, if you bless me, I'm gonna give 20%. It is not about their service to me. It is about my service to them. Well, two things are going to happen. Some of y'all are going to stop going out to eat. And then the other thing that's going to happen is you'll be a conduit of generosity. Them people know the service wasn't good. But you gave them 20% and just say, Jesus loves you. What could happen? All right. When's the right time to sow? I said, when's the right time to sow? And the thing that I found out about sowing seed is seed makes you sensitive. Wherever you have seed, you care about that space. The reason why y'all can judge people is you ain't got no seed there. But the same celebrities that you talking about are the celebrities I'm praying for. Why? Because I've been up at 4 a.m. with some of them trying to pray for them and give them hope not to kill themselves. Some of them, Charles knows, have shown up at our church door. I'm in Oklahoma. I got seed in the ground. So while you commenting about them, what I'm doing is I'm praying and interceding and tearing down strongholds and asking other people who have anonymity as a part of their anointing to get around these people and pray for their marriages and... Why? Because I'm sensitive. Why are you sensitive? Because I got seed there. The reason why you can't talk about people who are LGBTQAI is because there's nobody around you that you love that's in that battle. Oh, God. I'm stepping too heavy right now. But the truth of the matter is, if your son and daughter struggle with that, you will become sensitive. I hate religious people. Y'all are so fake. Wherever your seed is sown, you become sensitive. That's why I'm sensitive about the atmosphere of this house. I got blood, sweat, and tears in this house. Before I was a pastor, before I was in, I sowed seeds in the sound booth. I would not be on this platform had I not sown the seeds in the back of the auditorium. And everybody wants our seeds to be platformed. And God said, it ain't about that. It's about me seeing it. That Ecclesiastes 11:4, it just is nasty. It says, just as you cannot understand the path of the wind or the mystery of the tiny baby growing in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the activity of God who does all things. He said, when you plant something, you will not be able to understand what God is doing with your seed. Do y'all understand that he's letting you know that when you sow, there is a mysterious component to it? Because if you knew how to make it happen, you would manipulate the system. So I want you to trust me. So just sow and watch me work in the background in stuff you could never, ever imagine. And he's saying, watch this, write it down in a point. The mystery of sowing won't make sense, but it will make miracles. And then it goes on to say, watch this. Plant your seed in the morning and keep busy all afternoon. Ooh, I love the Bible. So it tells you, first off, wake up. Some of y'all just been sleeping on your seed. I'm gonna come closer. You've been sleeping on your seed. You've been sleeping away the thing that God wants you to sow somewhere. Well, they won't pay me enough. You don't need the money. You need the experience. Because if you would get the experience in this season, I got a door so cold up the street for you. But you watching these podcasters that don't have nothing except lighting and a microphone. And they just don't do anything unless they da-da-da-da. Shut up and listen to me. But they have a louder mic in your life than the Holy Spirit. And he told you to go sow at that elementary school that doesn't have a budget. But I'm going to be a principal one day. And he's saying, would you get up and sow your seeds early in the morning in that third grade classroom? Well, I'm retired, but you're not dead. And because you worked all of them years, you thought now you're supposed to stop working for me? So because you don't got to go to a job every day, doesn't mean I don't have work for you to do. But you sleeping your life away instead of planting your seeds. He said, plant your seeds in the morning. And watch my favorite part. Ooh, 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 ooh. And keep busy all afternoon. So he doesn't say, plant. I did it, God. All right, call me when. He says, now find something else to make profitable. What's the point, Pastor Mike? So swiftly, work steady. It's the morning. I'm sowing it. I'm getting this out of me. I got to get this out of my hands. Got to get it out. And I'm going to still work steady. Why am I going to do that? Here's the reason. This is where we're closing. For you don't know if the profit will come from one activity or the other. My favorite part. Or maybe both. Did y'all see that? It's almost like God's playing with us. He says, sow the seed early in the morning, work and invest in something else all afternoon. He said, do both of them. Just keep doing it. Because one may work, or the other may work, or think about this. Maybe both. I want you, he playing with us because he knows all you're doing is sowing seed. He's telling you both will work. Because if I sow a seed here and I sow a seed there and I sow a seed here and I sow a seed, it's where the seed is planted and what it was designed to do. It's going to produce, everybody shout at me, fruit. There it is. Pastor Mike, why are you saying this? Because when you read the last part of that, for you don't know if profit will come from one activity or another, or maybe both, it gave me the faith to say it is coming. Somebody say it's coming. Something's coming from what I planted. Yeah. Something is coming from all the meetings and all the counseling and all. Something is coming from me waking up and forgiving. Something is coming from me moving my whole family to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I didn't know what the heck. I didn't know Oklahoma existed. But the seeds that I've sown, something is coming. Somebody shout at me, something's coming. I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know who's going to be a part of it. But I know I sow good seed in good ground. And something's coming. So that's why each of you should give what you have. This is the last word I want you to maximize on. Decided. Today, all I wanted you to do is see a real picture of what it would look like if you decided to wake up every morning and have faith like a farmer. Because God wants us to be fruitful. And he's already made us seed full. So our responsibility is to do what? So. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give. Not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Let me tell you how this works out in my life. I've already decided to give all my children once they do the necessary things, when they get their driver's license. I've decided to buy all of them a car as soon as they get a driver's license. Couple reasons. One of them, selfish. I don't want to drive them around no more. but for real, the reason is like, because I want to be a father that gives them more than what they deserve. And I know some of y'all, there's no kids need that. And they're going to have nice cars. Like, no, I started out with a bucket, and you gonna get a bucket. I thought we were supposed to build generationally, and it was supposed to get better. I'm just saying. So they're gonna have nice cars. And I've already planned that they're probably gonna wreck them. Because I know my kids. But I've already decided. My oldest daughter's 10. She can't legally get a vehicle or a license for another 6 years. But her father is thinking about her in advance. And I've already. So because I've decided, I've already started making preparations. Because I'm gonna sew a car into her. I've already decided, so now I'm already planning and preparing for it. So me and Natalie have talked about this for years and all that other stuff. My parents blessed me and my brothers with cars and stuff like that. It was a really big like moment for us. Like, whoa, like I got a car. I got responsibility. Oh, I got to put gas in that mug. Like there's like different things that I started learning. And the Holy Spirit said, I give seed to the sower. I was like, yes, God, and I'm going to sow into my kids. He said, sow into somebody else's kids. I said, He said, what do you mean? Me and Natalie went on a trip, a withdrawal trip, on the way back. He said, I want you to buy this person's child a vehicle. I said, Lord, I said that I decided to give my kids, the ones that look like me and Natalie. He said, come on, sometimes you got to clarify, like, the ones we had. He said, I know. I know what you decided, but if that heart is already there, and I give seed to the, do you have the heart now? Mo is my witness. This week, went and bought somebody else's kid a car. No, hear me. No, it's not for the clap. Because it hurt to do. Do you know what I could have done with it? And it's a nice car. But I'm not looking for a harvest. Because my responsibility was to sow the. I'm telling you as a church that if you would decide you're going to actually give to people at Christmas this next year. Come on, some of y'all missed it. They ain't never gave me nothing. They don't have the heart to. They don't have a heart like me. They don't have a heart like our Father. But you could decide, and I'm not talking about being frivolous and ridiculous and getting in debt. I'm not talking about that. But right now, you could make a, everybody say decision. Oh my God, you could decide. And if you decided that I am gonna be a generous person, this scripture changes your life. Watch it, Proverbs 11, 24, 26. This is where we end. The world of the generous gets larger and larger, and the world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. The one who blesses others in abundant is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped. Don't eat your seed. Don't leak your seed. And don't cheat your seed. How do I cheat my seed? By not sowing it. Would everybody stand all over this building? I feel hearts changing in this room. I am talking about finances. Everybody listen to me. Everybody listen, we're gonna leave in just a second, but I really feel like God wants a fresh commitment from you to decide the level of generosity you're gonna live at. And this is how I wanna end service. We're gonna sing Overflow again. But I think we're gonna sing it with revelation this time. Yeah. I'm not just talking about one area of my life. I'm talking about overflow in every area. But that means if I'm going to have something that's full enough to overflow, I gotta sow what God's already placed in my hand. Generosity isn't dramatic. It's a decision. If you want to make a decision to live at another level of generosity, you're not going to prove it with your finances today. You're going to prove it with your heart commitment to God. There's no switch and bait. There's the bait and switch. That's what it's called. No, there's no bait and switch. There's no. I want you to have this revelation because it changes the quality of your life. Christ came that you might live to the full. Would you lift your hands if you desire to live at that level and actually experience what it's like to have fresh seed? Oh my God. Father, here we are. Today, God, I pray the prayer that I prayed almost 12 years ago. Father, would you take all of us from a place of providing for ourselves to a place of knowing that you truly are our provider? Would you teach us the kingdom principles that would allow us to give freely and expect you to be Jehovah Jireh? Would you eradicate us from all of the thoughts of greed and poverty? Because both sides of the pendulum are evil. And God, would you let us walk in a level of trust that would allow us to see your faithfulness over and over and over again. Today, God, we trust you and we decide that we will live generous. God, I'm thanking you that all week you will do heart surgery on us. And you'll give us opportunities, Father God, to wake up and be ready to sow the seed that you've given us. A seed of encouragement, a seed of kindness, a seed of love, a financial seed. Father, whatever the seed is, whatever type, and we won't look for the place that we sowed to be the place that we reap the harvest. I thank you that we will look to you, the Lord of the harvest, to be able to meet every need. Blow our minds, God, and let us live in the overflow. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Change our faith in the name of Jesus. Let us have faith like a farmer. In Jesus' name. If you're in this room and you've never accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, y'all, they're going to have to come and clean this up in just a second, and then we're going to sing the song. But I just need everybody to focus right now. If you are in this place and you've never received the seed of Jesus on the inside of you, it will be the thing that makes you more fruitful than anything that you've ever seen in this world. I can tell you it's taken me from being a liar, a manipulator, somebody who was addicted to pornography. I had a lot of evil things in my heart, had a lot of manipulation motives in my heart, and God didn't make me a perfect man, but I'm telling you, he turned my life upside down. There's no way I should be standing up here in front of you after 10 years. Who I was nothing like who God has made me to be. And I'm telling you, it was because of one name, Jesus. And today I want to offer you the greatest gift that I was given. And I'm telling you, this is not a moment to actually be excited about anything else except my life being transformed. Today, some of y'all are tired of running. You're sick of the relationships not working. You're done with church as normal. Some of y'all are religious, but you don't know Jesus. You got rituals, meditation, prayer times, candles, and you have nothing that will actually help you. And today I want to give you, say his name with me, Jesus. He's the reason we're here. He's the reason we give, because he already gave. Say his name one more time.
Jesus.
Yeah. Today I want to offer you Jesus. This is not spooky. This is an upgrade. Whatever life you've been living is better with him. So on the count of three, if that's you, if you want to give Jesus your life today and actually for real live in the overflow, I just want you to lift your hands. You don't got to confess every sin you've ever done. You could still be struggling with addiction. He's the only person that he will bring you in and he says, give me your heart and I'll help you change your habits. Don't believe the lie that you got to clean up before you come to God. You can't do it. You'll still be a mess. But he'll take you just as you are. And then he loves you so much, he'll not leave you just like that. Today, if you want to give Jesus your life, one, you're making the greatest decision of your life. Two, I believe that God has divinely orchestrated you to be here right now. Today is the day of salvation. And your name is going to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life all over this room. Three, if you want to accept Jesus, lift your hand in this place. I see you, my brother. So proud of you, man. Holding your baby. I see you. I see you, my sister. Come on, Transformation. Come on, hands going up online. Oh, y'all, this is the reason that we're here. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, we're a family. Nobody prays alone. Would everybody just lift your hands and say, God, thank you. For sending Jesus. Today, I give you my life. I believe you lived, you died, you rose again, and today, I give you my life. Change me, renew me, transform me, make me fruitful. I'm yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Can we shout all over this place and all over the world? Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Hey, listen, we're going to do something. And the team knows. We're about to sing Overflow one more time. I want us to go out in victory because some of y'all about to be so fruitful because you're going to be seedful. And you're going, everybody say so. Okay, next week, I'm going to cut you real hard, okay? So everybody wear bandages, bring your bandages, bring everything. It's going to be the best cut you've gotten in this whole series. And then we're going to get ready for Easter. But as they're doing this, I need you to know if you need prayer for anything, after we sing this song, the altar call workers are going to be at the rear of the building where you see the little blue kind of lights going up. Everybody look back there. Y'all see the blue lights? That's heaven. Okay, and you're going to go back there and there's going to be team there to pray for you. Okay, and then I want to give everybody a reminder as you leave. We got these mustard seed bottles with fresh on them. And everybody, as you leave, I want you to leave with your fresh seed. Because it's not going to take a lie. I want you to put this in your car. I want you to put it on your desk. I want you to put it on your nightstand. I want you to remember that God is the one who gives seed to the sower. And I just want you to have this reminder that every morning you wake up, you get grace and mercy, but there's fresh seed there too. Amen.
Thank you so much for watching this message. We pray that it encouraged you. Here at Transformation Church, our vision is to represent God to the lost and the found for transformation in Christ. And if you would like to partner with us in giving, you can text GIVE to 828282 or you can visit on our website. Also, be sure to subscribe and check out all the other incredible sermons available. Now, go out and live a transformed life.